I've been doing this show for a very long time, Angel. Or variation of this show. And the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Nobody cared. Nobody cared about this thing. Now you got the Buffs. 2-0, primetime, Shador, Travis Hunter. Blowing up the world. Everybody's talking about the Buffs. And oh, who's their opponent? We don't care. No. Jay Norvell's trying to make people care, Angel. Oh, yeah. I absolutely love this. Jay Norvell firing shots from across the state. Making this thing just a little more interesting. Top story on ESPN this morning. Top story. CSU coach jabs at Dion with hat, glasses, barb. Oh, ho, ho. Crank it up. Let's go. You got Jay trying to fire his guys up. That's all they're talking about is the Buffs, and we're just the little engine that could. No, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something, and I'm going to get Buffs Nation or whatever it is. I'm going to get them talking trash. I'm going to get them throwing stuff out, and then we're going to counter. Who's got my back? That's what Jay Norvell is saying. Who has got my back? Braden Fowler Nicolosi? Torrey Horton? Jack Howell? Henry Blackburn? Mo Kamara? Who's going to back me up? That's what Saturday is about now. If you don't think the Rocky Mountain Showdown meant anything, like I have for so many years and wanted to, oh man, the stage is set. And I think Jay Norvell just really put his hat in the ring. Came out absolutely firing, perhaps giving the Buffs. We just talked about it. What's your motivation for CU? The Colorado State Rams just gave the Buffs more motivation than anybody has so far. This has been the most trash talk. This has been the biggest comment about primetime. Oh, yeah. Absolutely love it. Throw those punches, man. Jay Norvell coming out strong last night on his coach's show. When I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me. Oh, oh. It's funny, dude. We spent 3 hours off and on yesterday talking about what's the bulletin board material. You know, it was, do you believe now against TCU? It was, it's personal against Nebraska. And now, boy, this is way more personal than what Matt Rhule did, isn't it? Matt Rhule kind of saying in the offseason that we're going to build our team this way. We're not going to go be looking in the transfer portal like that, blah, 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 blah. And the Buffs use that as this prime motivator. And now Colorado State's head coach, Jay Norvell, who I'm a big fan of, I thought was going to play nice all week. It was like, oh, respect each other. Primetime respects Jay, and Jay saying, oh, they're doing whatever. And then, bam, last night on his coach's show, he says this, Angel. He's fired up. Here's Jay Norvell talking last night to Brian Roth. If we have it, we'll have it.
I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me.
Crowd goes wild. Huh. Some people in the crowd. It's what you got to do. I have no issues with this whatsoever. I love it. You guys, if you've listened to this show over the years, you know my end game here. Make Colorado football mean something. I'm not talking Colorado Buffs necessarily. I'm talking the state of Colorado football means something. This Rocky Mountain Showdown, the Bleacher Report article that came out 7 years ago that said it's the Rocky Mountain Who Cares game. Literally, everybody cares. Well, if you're not a football fan, you maybe don't. How do you add more juice to this? You got a 23.5 point spread on this game. How do you make it something? Oh, I absolutely love this. Your thoughts on it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm pumped. Nice intro, Brady. I'm fired up and ready to get it on. And I'm 56 years old. Hey, age is just a number. 56 is young, my friend. And you're ready to rock and roll. Let's go. That's what this thing is about. It's football in the state of Colorado. We want this thing to mean something. I've said it for years. If the Buffs are good, it means better things for the Rams. And if you go in to Boulder on Saturday and you pull off the upset of maybe biggest upset in your history. I don't know if it's the biggest upset in their history, but it would be a big one. No, it's not the biggest upset in their history. They went up against Alabama before. They lost that game. If they would have won that game, that might have been the biggest upset in their history. But still, add some juice to this thing. You know, fire this off. And I'll admit, I don't know Jay Norvell that well, but I've dabbled in covering Colorado State over the years, and I'm out there for practice on occasion, and I go to the media days and met him when he first came onto the scene for CSU, and I've chatted with him for a moment. I've had him on this show several times, and it's a little uncharacteristic of Jay Norvell. He doesn't really strike me as the give-them-bulletin-board material kind of guy. Now, against Nevada last year, rightfully so, Nevada head coach was trying to hurt primetime's image, or primetime, ooh, Freudian slip, Jay Norvell's image, but you can understand why that happened because, you know, Nevada's trying to say that he was recruiting when he knew he was out the door. He was trying to recruit and get guys to come over with him and blah, blah, blah. And that's damning to a coach. And so Norvell used that as a little fire, and they were a little fiery about that. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Flying Dutchman says Jay is terrified. Did you get that? Terrified?
No, he sounds like a coach that's excited to coach in a big game against a big time rival.
He said it on Monday's press conference. Remember when I said this yesterday? I was like, or maybe it was 2 days ago. His press conference Monday, I came back on Tuesday, and I was like, it's a little fiery. He's like, let's go, you know? Even Stevie Wonder can see this, man. He's throwing shots out there, fun little quips, and, you know, this is what it's about. He's building this thing up for his fan base. You know, I don't think he's terrified. Now, should Rams be? Fans be. The players aren't. They're going to go at this game trying to win a football game. But I don't think Rams fans are like, well, I do think some Rams fans are terrified. Some Rams fans are like, oh, Jay, what did you do now? You just gave them more motivation.
Well, do you give themselves motivation? Do you give yourself motivation? Or do you sit by all week and just be passive?
Let primetime get all the glory in this game, and then it's the Buffs, and then who are they playing again? Who is that? Yeah, come at them. Yeah,
this is the Rocky Mountain Showdown. This isn't Party in Boulder, and they're just playing a football game.
Yeah.
Make it important.
Make it big. Get your fan base so absolutely pumped for this game. They're doing a watch party thing at Canvas Stadium, and I know they won't be able to hear, but be so loud at Canvas that they hear you in Boulder.
Well, if you're going to Boulder, go with some pride. Go with a little bit of an attitude. Don't let them push you around.
Don't say anything wrong, or primetime's going to come at you. This is the same thing we talked about with Ed Werder last week. If a reporter writes something negative, oh no, he's going to call you out in front of the press conference. He's going to call you out in front of your peers. Coaches, don't say anything to give them extra juice. I absolutely love this. Great.
Either one of these coaches, Sanders or Norvell, should be able to walk into their locker room Saturday night and not have to say a word. You should be pumped for this game. If you are not, you do not need to be on this field tonight or Saturday.
Yeah, if you're not pumped and juiced up for this, man, check your pulse, because this is we finally made it to a Rocky Mountain Showdown that has some juice. Finally. The last several years, we didn't have it for the last couple years, but the last time, okay, two bad teams going up against each other. Flying Dutchman says, CU and Prime don't care what CSU does or says. They are an irrelevant program.
They'll talk about it. He'll bring it up in the press conference if they win.
It's going to come up.
He keeps receipts. He said this. He is on websites looking at articles.
Dude,
what are they saying
primetime,
about me?
Primetime cares what little blog writer says about him. He cares about all that stuff. He sees all that stuff. He went after Ed Werder
for tweeting. He cares about a guy
that
doesn't even cover him on a regular basis.
He went after Ed Werder for tweeting that CU's celebrity coach has this and this. It was like more of a positive tweet, but he went after him for that. And listen, you guys know me, where I come from on this. I'm here for it with primetime. I love watching him. I think his motivation speeches are second to none, and I'm in for it. But I'm also in for, hey, CSU, you can have a little fun with this too. Let's go. Top story on ESPN, Angel. I would have never guessed that the Rocky Mountain Showdown, 2 days away,
would feature a top story in ESPN. And you know who did that? That was Jay Norvell, not primetime necessarily. That was Jay Norvell. Now, we can talk all day about, is it disrespectful that primetime wears his glasses and hats? No, it's part of his style. That's his thing. That's what he does. But I love it. How can I do a sports talk show and want the Rocky Mountain Showdown to have the most juice it could possibly have and then say, oh, I don't like what he said. He's giving them bulletin board material. They just need to put their heads down and be football players. No. I don't know why I'm like a Oklahoman suddenly or something. But I think that this was absolutely good. Absolutely amazing. That it's one sentence. And it lit it up. It lit the college football world on fire. CSU's a part of that now. Congrats.
No, it's cool, and I've seen the conversations going on this morning. I've also seen the negatives of it. You know, calling Jay Norvell racist. Are you kidding me?
What?
Yeah, people have been saying that. Like, this is a shot at Dion and his way of life or his parents, how he taught him, whatever.
How's that racist? Isn't Jay Norvell... Wait, correct me if I'm wrong. Is Jay Norvell, he's a black human being.
I believe he's mixed.
Okay.
But... No, he is not white. So this is not a
everything's
racist.
No, it's not racist to say don't wear sunglasses when you're talking to somebody. Oh my gosh, you terrible human. That's what people are saying?
Yeah.
Oh my.
He's soft. Why is he saying like all this like negative stuff about it?
Oh,
like, isn't this
come
what you
on.
Wanted?
This is what we want. I mean, I don't even care if CU ends up blowing them out, whatever. This is the buildup. I mean, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's a good football game on ESPN because Saturday night's going to be great to sit down, pop open a nice soda pop or something and relax and watch this game. I hope it's something.
Well, like the national media and just because of this game and where it's at, CSU is the enemy. They are the opponent here.
Yeah.
CSU has to make CU the opponent. They have to throw some gas on the fire a little bit.
Well, what's primetime going to retaliate with? And if he retaliates, it's going to be something. And then you get to go back to Jay Norvell, and he goes, guys, I said
something
it.
Like that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know me, doesn't know my family, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what he's teaching his kids and stuff like that. And that's not how we teach our kids here and blah, 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 all that.
I mean, primetime did tell his own guys to take their hats off when they're in meeting rooms and stuff.
He doesn't have to do it.
Well, he's the coach.
Doesn't matter. His assistant coaches don't get to do it.
They don't get to wear hats and sunglasses?
I imagine not.
Mm, that's no fun.
But their assistant, he's OC, DC. They can't wear their hats? They can't wear their sunglasses? No. Better be in your uniform with your black socks on.
Man, I love this. I cannot tell you how much I love this. Like, it was a steady build in my brain. You know what the first thought was, Angel, when I heard this? I was like, have I ever worn sunglasses when I'm interviewed? Because when we're outside in the practice field and stuff, sometimes you interview them. But I don't wear hats when I'm working. I love to wear hats, but I don't wear hats when I'm working. So that's never been an issue. But did I have my sunglasses on outside once when I talked to Jay Norvell ever? I hope not. I hope not. We did reach out to try to get Jay on for today. My guess is he's a little busy. Just my thought. But we are going to get the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth, on the program, who was hosting the show in which Jay Norvell said all these things. So I got to ask Brian if he was shocked by it. Because he doesn't come across as, like Nico Medved, doesn't a basketball coach, doesn't come across as that kind of guy that's going to say stuff. But when they do, the ears perk up a little bit.
I mean, there's this image of Jay Norvell that's, you know, he's the hardworking coach and he's a good guy.
He's
you know, give you a handshake, look in the eye and
be
all that, you know. But don't think that he can't be a tough guy if he needs to. Don't think he doesn't get in his players' faces in practice and in the locker room trying to motivate them. Because I've seen that side of him.
He just pulled his quarterback.
He can get mad. He can get angry.
He's not messing around. He just pulled his quarterback. The guy he brought over from Nevada.
I guarantee you wouldn't go to Jay Norvell's face and call him soft.
Oh, no. He's not soft. He's not soft. Not at all. Jay Norvell's a good football coach. You know, I've had a difference of opinion with the whole quarterback thing and the approach to the Washington State game in that first half. But I've disagreed with Michael Malone at times. George Carl's one of my favorite coaches of all time, and I've questioned, why would you do that? Why are you giving this guy more minutes? What doesn't mean that I am going against them as a coach. I still think Jay Norvell's the guy for the job. And if they lose to CU, which is very possible, if they lose big to CU, it doesn't change my stance. Now, Angel, this summer when I picked CSU to win, what was my thoughts? I said, CSU feels like they're a little ahead because Jay Norvell was there last year, and CU's got some good players coming in, but I don't know enough about the O-line, the defense, so I just felt like Jay's ahead. Well, the transfer portal allows, if you got the right stuff, the transfer portal allows you to quickly get ahead of a second-year, third-year coach, and Primetime's doing that. And Primetime is king when it comes to putting a beacon up. Like when the Sacramento Kings win a game, they light that beacon. That's Primetime. There's a beacon over Folsom Field ever since he showed up where players are looking at that going, I want to go there. Jay Norvell doesn't have that because Jay Norvell is more of a traditional type head coach, right? He's not the guy that's going to come do music videos and say, hit my music and do all that. He's not. But I think last night's comments, I think there's going to be players that really love that kind of thing. You're not backing down. You're not kissing the ring. Throw a few shots.
As many players that see Deion and fall in love with that, there are plenty of players out there that see that and they're like, I don't want any part of that.
Oh, like a guy like Jack Howell, who we're going to be talking to a lot, hint, hint. Jack Howell looks at a guy like Jay Norvell and love like the mechanic shirt, the work hard, you know, all that. The Jack Howell's, dude, I think that guy's going to be in the NFL. But he's the kind of guy that looks at Jay Norvell and says, that's the kind of guy I want to go to battle for. You know, I think there are, it just depends. Like, Primetime's not going to get everybody. There's going to be guys that aren't in love with that. There's going to be plenty of great players that are. That's the beauty of college football. You get to kind of choose guys. Guys get to choose who they want to play for. In the NFL, it loses that because it's the draft and free agency and money and all that stuff. Flying Dutchman says the line should be 35.5. CU is going to roll. The comments from Jay kind of sounds like he's calling Prime a boy. Like, I don't think so.
A boy in what sense?
I don't know.
It could mean two things.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. It is what it is. Primetime wears sunglasses and hats when he is at the podium. Not a lot of coaches do that. Not a lot of people do that. When my grandpa, he would go. He's a cowboy. He was a cowboy. He'd go in. I always knew if he was at a basketball game before I got there because his giant cowboy hat would be hanging up on the hat rack outside in the lobby area before you get into the gym or whatever. And so there's just people that are like, I'm taking my hat off when I go into a building. I'm taking my sunglasses off if I'm addressing you. I rip those things off. And there's just people that go by that. That is not a race thing. That is just...
No, and it's something I think most people could agree that, yeah, it would be disrespectful if anybody else did that. But because Deion Sanders is who he is an exception to it. Doesn't change the fact that what it is, in fact, is disrespectful as an act.
Kind of
is. But
it's
Deion, so okay, whatever. Both can be true here. He can be Deion, Prime, whatever, but he can also be kind of disrespectful with the glasses and the hat.
Well, it's like me when I go to media stuff. You know, you were with me when we went to the Ed Lamb thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that... I look around sometimes and I see reporters in shorts and hats and stuff, and I'm like, are you guys getting ready to go play Halo, or are you here to work and address this head coach? So I'm like, I'll wear jeans sometimes, but like when I go to games... I'm in slacks and a nice shirt. When I go to practice, I might wear jeans and tennis shoes, but I've got typically a decent shirt. I'm not wearing a t-shirt. I'm not wearing a hat. I will wear sunglasses if we're outside, and then I pull those things off when I'm addressing a coach typically. And then if we move inside, the glasses go off, obviously. So I've always thought, like reporters, I'm like, why do you look like you're getting ready to go to trigonometry 3 at freshman year at Boulder or whatever?
It's just, it goes down to basic human connection. If you can look into somebody's eyes when you're talking to them, you connect with them. When you can read their facial expressions, you can connect with them.
Yeah.
And Deion puts up this mask a little bit, whether it's the Prime mask or whatever, he puts that up so he can go at reporters and not feel like this is Deion going at it, this is Prime going at reporters. Because he's behind this, it's his Batman mask.
And see, personally, I have no issue with most of the things that Prime does. Like I said, I didn't like the calling out Edward, or I don't like calling out reporters if they're negative about you. That's about it for me. I follow Primetime on Twitter and Facebook. He is motivational. I love his stuff. It motivates me. It has motivated me for a very long time. So consider me a Primetime fan. I do believe NCU. I think they are going to be a good program. And as long as primetime's there, I think potentially they're going to be a great program. So I don't really have issues with sunglasses thing, but I get where Jay Norvell's coming from. And I'm glad he said it, not because I agree with him, but because he's firing shots. And it's not just about the Buffs this weekend now. I guarantee you nationally someone's like, well, who's Jay Norvell? Let's look at this guy. Look him up. That's what's so great about this.
Man, they might find he's actually an interesting person.
Oh, he is, and he's a great talker. And he's like, before primetime got to Boulder, Jay Norvell had a style, you know?
He's got
and his style and energy pop. Remember, I was always like, he jogs to everything out there on practice, and I love that. Then primetime comes in, and it's kind of like, oh, Jay Norvell's kind of boring. And he's not. He's
in comparison, sure.
In comparison, yeah. Well, if Jay Norvell's boring to primetime, what is Ed Lamb, like a librarian compared to primetime? Craig Bowles, like, you know, he's like the voiceover guy for the History Channel documentaries that you see.
David
the old ones. Like, even worse than that. The polar bear is tired.
Polar bear.
And you could just pass out and listen to Craig Bowles narrate.
Here in Laramie, Wyoming, we play a game called football.
We play football, and when a quarterback throws the ball down the field, it is a reception if the receiver catches it. If he doesn't, it is an incomplete pass.
And then I'm asleep.
I would watch a football documentary narrated by David Attenborough.
Oh,
just to hear him talk like that about the American sport of football.
If that was kind of Sean Connery right there.
Just a bit.
We are having fun, man. This is what it's supposed to be. The Rocky Mountain Showdown. It's fun. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to skip the good, the bad, the ugly because we're already behind. But I do want to thank FMS Bank for all they do. Every week we do the good, the bad, or every day we do the good, the bad, the ugly. We're not going to do it today. I'm jam-packed. I got 5 interviews, 4 million interviews. Banking made simple at FMS Bank. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFK. 28 minutes after the hour. The Kevin Lytle's coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Out of bed, just hit that sweet surrounding and try to beat the masses. Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And if I'm the Buffs, oh, yeah. I'm giving everybody free sunglasses. Well, yeah, you do the sunglasses thing at night. No? You put little Buffs logos on there, and if you're a Buffs fan, everybody gets a free pair of these really cheap sunglasses, and you wear.
You're going to mass produce a couple thousand pairs of sunglasses.
Come on,
in two days.
You got the money now. Look at the ticket sales for the Rocky Mountain Showdown. You're crazy. I said, it's not just about the Buffs now. Mile High Matt says, actually it is. Sit tight. Oh, okay. I will continue sitting tighter than I was. I was sitting loosely earlier. Now I'm sitting tighter. Yeah. All right. Tell you what. I got the Kevin Lytle, and Kevin Lytle waits for no man. So we will take a quick break. I know. But we're just getting rolling here. I got Kevin on the show. I got Vincent King. I'm going to talk a little UNC Bears, too. Let's give them a little love. They got an impossible task coming up against Washington State. But go out, learn something about yourself.
Whose task is more impossible? UNC or CSU?
UNC's. But with Vincent King, that's a hell of a player right there. And he's got the hair of an angel. Not our angel, but an angel.
No, he can. You can say that.
Okay. He's got the hair of an angel. 34 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How many sunglasses songs can we find, Angel? That is the question of the day. How many sunglasses tunes are out there? Jay Norvell getting world famous suddenly. Top story on ESPN is CSU coach jabs at Dion with hat, glasses, barbecue. The Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. What I love about Kevin, all these ESPN guys coming in, all these other ones coming in, talking Buffs, talking Rams, now maybe more attention on the Rams. Kevin's there every single day putting the work in. I don't know if he has his mechanic shirt on, but he is putting the work in. Kevin, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good. What'd you think of Jay Norvell's sunglasses thing last night on their coach's show over there?
Yeah, it was an interesting shift. You know, Jay Norvell, you know, this week had kind of played the quiet, you know, respect card, and, you know, even said, you know, Deion Sanders has a lot of public critics. I'm not going to be one of them. And then, yeah, a little shot last night. It's a lot of noise to me. I mean, I don't think it's not going to have an impact on the game. Yeah, you know, obviously social media is all fired up, and I can guarantee, you know, probably the Colorado and, you know, players and coaches will, you know, have a comment after the game about it. But, you know, does it really mean anything? You know, not really. I think it's more just a reflection of CSU is kind of sick of, you know, getting Deion questions. And, you know, it dates back to, you know, probably a long time, but I was at the Mountain West Media Days in July, and someone was asking, you know, his thoughts on Deion Sanders. And even then he was like, I mean, we don't play them until, you know, mid-September, so I'm not sure why I would talk about them here in July. So I think a lot of it's just kind of sick of, you know, kind of the circus.
Do you think he just kind of boiled over? Like, it was more of just, I'm tired of it. I've had questions about this guy forever, and we had Washington State to think about. We have plenty of other games and all this stuff. Do you think it just boiled over where he just kind of let it seep out? Do you think he regrets it at all?
I don't know. I'll be curious. You know, in a lot of ways, I think, on the one hand, you know, I think Jay tries, you know, doesn't want to disrespect anyone. So I think in that way, you know, he maybe, you know, isn't, you know, supreme, you know, doesn't love it. On the other hand, yeah, I think it's just frustration, like you say. You know, questions in July at Mountain West Media Days. Before CSU played Washington State, he was on with the Denver radio station. They were asking about playing Colorado, and he goes, you know, why would I be thinking about them? We have Washington State this week. And, you know, I think there is some of that element of just kind of being sick of everywhere you turn being asked about Colorado when, you know, until this week, that hasn't been, you know, something CSU would be thinking about.
Kevin, do you even Rams fans? There's a lot of comments on this, no matter where you look. But even Rams fans are like, "Oh no, don't do that, Jay." Do you think it was a bad move by Norvell to do this?
To be real honest, I think most his fan base is going to, you know, be on board with it, because I think most CSU fans are also sick of hearing about Deion Sanders in Colorado. Yeah, I think there's some, you know, on the Twitter sphere of like, "Oh man, you know, just poke the bear." And yeah, I can see feeling that way. The reality is, if CSU goes out and, you know, gets the doors blown off, people say, why on earth did you do that? If CSU goes down and wins in Boulder, you know, they might, you know, make a poster to put on Canvas Stadium, you know, with the comments. So, you know, what happens with the game is really going to be what, you know, how these comments are framed. And, like I said, I don't actually think it has any, you know, impact on the outcome of the game, but it sure creates a lot of noise, you know, late this week. And, you know, you can't sit here and complain when, you know, players and coaches say nothing and just, you know, spit out cliche after cliche and cliche, and then complain when, you know, they say something, you know, seemingly, you know, maybe honest and off the cuff and, you know, not, you know, PC, or, you know, PR approved. You know, can't have it both ways. So, whatever, it's a rivalry. You know, in the pre-social media days, you would probably get more, you know, jabs back and forth. So, you know, why not?
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's supposed to be. It's the Rocky Mountain Showdown. And, you know, I always joke, like, coaches, and like, I'm a big NBA fan, but so many times NBA players are, like, shaking hands before the game, talking for 3 hours before the game, loving up on each other. And I'm always like, come on, let's create some rivalries here. Let's have a little bit of that. And I think Jay Norvell added some fuel to that, at least the narrative anyway. What's interesting is, like, you know, the Buffs talked about Matt Rhule saying stuff about the transfer portal over the summer, standing on a Buffalo. TCU, they said, you know, it was the whole believe and nobody believes in us. I talked yesterday, Kevin. I was like, what are you going to use if you're the Buffs, as far as that motivation for the Rams game, like if you want to have that bulletin board material, which clearly primetime does like that, what are you going to use? And I was like, you got to create something. Well, Jay Norvell helped out with that. That's what's so entertaining about this.
Yeah, definitely no question now about where that's going to come from. But like I said, I know CU obviously is leaning hard into the, you know, us against the world, disrespect bulletin board material, but these guys are huge competitors. You know, they keep talking about, Shader and Travis Hunter as, you know, potential Heisman candidates. So if you're going to be a Heisman candidate, you got to play 12 good games in the regular season. So I think they were going to be plenty motivated. You know, do any of them really have any ill will toward CSU? No, because, you know, most of them have no familiarity with CSU or the rivalry. But the motivation is going to be there. Like I said, surely they'll talk about, you know, these comments after the game. But again, does it actually change, you know, how hard they'll play? No, I don't think so.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he's the key insider when it comes to all things Colorado State. All right, so I'm looking at ESPN right now. The line is Colorado -23.5. Is that too high, too low? What are your initial thoughts when you look at a line like that, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, this is a hard one to predict. I mean, you have Braden Fowler, Nick Colosi playing at quarterback, a guy that, you know, we've seen a bit, but not a lot. So it's hard to know what to expect from him. And CU, yeah, obviously they've been quite impressive in their two games, but still there are a lot of unknowns, in regards to that roster and how they'll respond, you know, to various adversities. So it's hard for me to guess. Maybe it's naive, but I keep feeling that CSU is going to, you know, be somewhat competitive in this game. So that, you know, that's a pretty big line. But it is really hard for me to guess. But in the predictions I made this week, I've had CSU covering it.
Right, a lot about the quarterback situation this week. You're looking at Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, BFN. Mike Brohard wasn't so sure he should get the nickname just yet, the BFN thing, the initials. But I told him, I was like, honestly, it's just easier to say. I don't know
if it's Twitter space too.
Yeah, it's Twitter space. I was like, I don't know if he's a three-letter guy just yet, but it does save some space. But Kevin, talk to us about him a little bit. He's got a little bit of a fire. He's got a little bit of an edge to him, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I'll be writing a bit more about him today. So, you know, we'll have some more insights, you know, coming up soon, you know, online. But yeah, I think he's, you know, had got a bit of that gunslinger mentality, you know, got a live arm. He's pretty athletic too, kind of quick, can, you know, get around in space and make things happen. And he has an interesting little history. Like, obviously he doesn't have much college experience, but his first start came at Nevada and he won that game. You know, he didn't play great or even, you know, very well, I would say, but he also led a two-man drive for the game winning field goal. And obviously we know that Nevada environment was hostile. I mean, that student section did, I'm not sure they were printable words, what they were sharing with CSU after, you know, kind of the Nevada exodus. Fowler Nicolosi also in a weird situation, came in, basically moved, was JV, became a varsity starter in high school as a junior due to some weird circumstances, and then led his team to state title in Texas, which, I don't need to tell anyone is pretty good football state. So he has some of these experiences and kind of weird, wonky situations to take over, and he's, you know, succeeded in them.
Yeah, and we'll see, you know, maybe this is the right time to bring a guy out like that. If he's got this edge, he's got something to prove, and it feels like you said, it kind of feels like that's been his upbringing in football. It feels like he's got something to prove. Maybe it's the perfect opportunity for him coming up. I've kind of put my Clay stuff away. I'm all in on this guy. Let's go. Let's see what he's up about. Let's root for him, see what happens. Kevin, on the defensive side of the ball, we've talked about how the defense might be the strength for CSU. And obviously they were out on the field a lot 2 weeks ago, feels like forever ago, 2 weeks ago against Washington State. But even when they were on the field, I mean, there was turnovers and things like that. But for the most part, it did feel like Washington State was kind of doing whatever they wanted to do for the most part. Is that a sign of things to come, or do you think it was just one of those games?
Yeah, I mean, I think Washington State and then Colorado this weekend are the two best offenses and quarterbacks that CSU will face. So it is a tall task. I mean, I have no no doubt or, you know, lack of belief to play that card, in CU's skill guys. I think they have a lot of weapons that can be really good. You have to, again, sort of cliche, but you have to hit Shader early and often and make him uncomfortable. You know, CSU, I think, has a D-line that can do that, and they're going to have to. You know, will they be able to hold up against those skill guys? That's a big question mark. You know, CSU better be sound tackling or else, you know, it will really go sideways. But, yeah, I think one of the biggest keys for the defense is the offense. If CSU gets back in that mode where, you know, it's a bunch of quick three and outs, you know, what was it against Washington State, like four or five straight series in the first half, or, you know, starting in the first half where they went three and out, the defense will not be able to hold up if that happens. So the offense really has to move the ball some, or else the defense, you know, will eventually fall apart. That's what happened with Nebraska last week. The defense was doing well, and then the offense, you know, forgot how to snap the ball, and, you know, it basically fell apart on Nebraska.
Kevin, do you think this is, like, I think this is the kind of game for Torrey Horton where he look, okay, all the cameras are there, it's ESPN, it's going to be, the ratings are going to go through the roof because of the primetime factor. If I'm Torrey Horton, like right here, this is, if I go out and light this thing up, boom, boom, draft stock just went through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to, if CSU's, it's hard to see a way that CSU could, you know, win this game without Torrey Horton having a big day. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say some turnovers, you know, maybe Dallin Hulker, but I can't see Torrey Horton being quiet in a, you know, competitive or winning game for CSU. And yeah, you know, that's the funny thing with this. Obviously, all the attention is, you know, in Boulder because of CU in prime time, but it's there. So it's a chance, you know, like Jay Norvell said Monday, it's a great opportunity. You know, they may not be here for us, but we could take their attention. And I think that's really true for Torrey Horton. I mean, he'll probably be a matched up on Travis Hunter at least sometimes. Obviously, Hunter's getting a ton of attention. If you can have a big game, you know, people are going to notice, you know, both, you know, sort of the, you know, national media and whatnot, but yeah, scouts as well. So it's a great opportunity for Torrey Horton and, you know, a guy that I think has every potential to be a very good player. So why not this weekend?
Yeah. Kevin, you've been busting it, getting a lot of great stuff for us available at the Colorado. And I know we got Rams Weekly coming up at 5, so we'll break into even more in detail. What do you have? You know, a couple of bullet points as far as stories we can check out. I know more is to come leading up to the Rocky Mountain Showdown.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton. Like I said, I'll have more on Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, and sort of the, you know, some of the unique paths he has taken to this point. I just wrote one on ticket prices. It's kind of funny. Someone listed tickets for $53,000 for this weekend. You know, it's, you know, nice little steal if you're looking for a cheap discount. All sorts of stuff on the national attention that will be coming to this game. So yeah, there's just a million different things and angles to this game. And, you know, it's really cool, I think, just broadly to have all this attention on the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Kind of no matter how it's happening, I think it's great.
This is what it's all about, man. You and I, I've had you on my show a lot. We've had you on KFK a lot, and we always talk about making football in this state a big deal. Well, this game is the leader of all of that, you know, outside of the Broncos stuff. I mean, this is one of those games. So good for Jay Norvell. Good for primetime. The Rocky Mountain Showdown might be the biggest show on TV this weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. Kevin, we'll see you later on this evening. Cannot wait. Love Rams Weekly. It's on once a week, but also twice a week, but it's a weekly show. Always love it.
Exactly. It's the best weekly show talking Rams that's on multiple times a week, but weekly.
I'm a big fan of very long descriptive titles, as you know. So I think
it rolls off the tongue.
Oh, yeah. It does. And that's what you're a writer. Of course it does. Kevin, my man, appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he's there. He's out. He's grinding every single day. Even when the Rams get smoked by Washington State, Lytle's out there. So give him a read. Check out the Coloradoan. I read the Coloradoan every single day. We just had Chris Abshire in for Coach Speak with Bruce. We have a great partnership with the folks at the Coloradoan. And, man, I think you guys should, you know, check them out. If you're a Rams fan, get that news throughout Northern Colorado. 11:52 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got the Lunch Rush coming up. I got Vincent King with UNC. I got Jesse Kurtz. I got the voice of the Rams, Brian Roth. And I got the Thursday night special, Vikings-Eagles. Let me know who you got. We'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I mean, this is dreams come true, man. How many years have gone by where I say I want this game to mean something, and here we are. An average get-in price, $201 for the Rocky Mountain Showdown this weekend. According to VividSeats.com, they told the Denver Post that makes it the most expensive ticket to a Rocky Mountain Showdown via their site since it started tracking such numbers in 14. It's also the number four ticket nationally, behind South Carolina and at Georgia, 285, Pitt at West Virginia, 260, and East Carolina at Appalachian State, 254. So it's a hot ticket. It's absolutely wild and good. The average high for a showdown ticket was $78 for the 2014 matchup at Empower Field. That was where CSU won, 31-17. Was that the McElwain year? That was the McElwain year, I think, wasn't it? Maybe not. I think so. But this is wild. It's absolutely wonderful. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Will CSU cover the +23.5 spread, according to ESPN, against CU? That's what I want to know. And let's see what the results are showing us here. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And there you can check out a bunch of stuff. My deep thoughts from a wandering mind. Three key things I'm going to focus on each and every week according to storylines that we follow on the whole show. It could be national news sometimes, but this week features the Buffs, Broncos, and Rams. 68% of the hooligans are saying no, CSU will not cover the spread. And that's crazy because we have a lot of Rams fans that follow the show. Even Rams fans are kind of like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's why they play the game, I guess. My picks will come up on Friday, and we'll see where I sit. Second hour coming up. We got the Lunch Rush right around the corner. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.